AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans hate it, but the proposed nuclear deal with Iran will stay alive. Now that President Obama's come up with enough Senate votes to withstand a GOP challenge. Senator Barbara Mikulski of Maryland became the crucial 34th vote this morning. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
Mikulski calls the deal the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb. And the president may not have to use his veto pen. If supporters can get to 41 votes, they could block the disapproval resolution from being voted on in the Senate.
Now to Baltimore.
We want justice, and we want it now!
Protesters outside the courthouse as a judge begins a hearing, pretrial motions in the case of six police officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died a week after suffering a spinal injury while in custody. Among the questions before the judge this morning, should the charges against the officers be dismissed because of misconduct on the part of the prosecutor? Protester Sharon Black answered that one outside the courthouse.
These police need to stand trial in the very city that they are supposed to be serving, and the very city that they are working in.
The officers are not in court today. They have been charged with crimes ranging from misdemeanors to murder. Stocks opened up this morning, recovering a little ground after yesterday's big sell-off. Still, investors remain on edge after a plunge in stocks Tuesday that was triggered by reports showing slowing growth in China. The Dow's up 135 right now. What used to be Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in North America, not so tall anymore. Just days after President Obama renamed it Denali, as the Alaskans call it, the government's announcing it's 10 feet shorter than we all thought it was. This is AP Radio News. Two New Jersey daycare workers are accused of running what amounts to a fight club with the children they were supposed to be taking care of, then videotaping it and posting it online.
Union County investigators say about a dozen boys and girls ages 4 to 6 are shown in the clips, shoving each other to the ground and trying to hit each other. Prosecutors say Erica Kenny and Shanice White are each charged with child abuse. Kenny also faces a child endangerment charge. Authorities say the pair instigated the fights at the Lightbridge Academy in Cranford. They also say Kenny recorded the video of the fights and shared the clips with several friends on social media. I'm Julie Walker.
A word of warning to those of you with baby monitors in your home. A cybersecurity company has tested some of the top models and found they can all be hacked. The experts say that some didn't even encrypt their data streams or some of their web or mobile features. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.